tomorrow will mark 12 months since the 1 metre rule has been introduced. So I want to get the temperature from you this afternoon. Do you think that cyclist and motorist relations on our roads have improved? Have they cooled? Is it easier to navigate as you're driving around or you're riding around the city? 9221882. Matt Fulton is the Chief Executive Officer at West Cycle and he joins me right now. G'day, Matt.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Do you think that relations have improved?
Yeah, 100%. We're certainly getting some really positive feedback from the riding community that since these laws were introduced 12 months ago, motorists are giving a lot more distance and respecting that space that cyclists need. But we're also hearing that the motorists are actually less frustrated now that they can overtake over the white line. So it seems to be something that's gone down really well on in the entire community. So the feedback has been great.
Of course, if that's broken and the police catch you, $400 fine, 4 demerit points, are you hearing that that's being handed out very often?
Yeah, no, not very often at all. And to my knowledge, there was only 4 infringements up till July.
Right.
So not many. And at this stage, 12 months into the law, that's not a concern of ours. We'd rather no fines be given and people do the right thing. But now we're 12 months on and people have had the chance to get used to this law, we'd certainly like to see the police infringe those people that are doing this blatantly and they're putting the lives of cyclists at risk.
Yeah, and as you mentioned there, the 1 metre rule, of course, when the speed limit is 60 km or less, 1.5 when it's more than 60 km. And just that general reminder as well, it should be now in our minds, but you can go over those centre line markings, as you said, just to move around cyclists in particular safely.
Yeah, that's right. And that's removed a lot of the frustration from drivers now that they can wait till it's safe to do so, obviously, but they can overtake cyclists when there are double white lines.
All right. Is there anything else that you would be calling for now, Matt, as well, in particular after seeing this for a year? Is there anything else to continue to improve the safety and relations between cyclists and motorists?
Yeah, definitely. Now's probably a really good time for the government to look at reintroducing the advertising campaign that they ran 12 months ago. It's a good time just to remind motorists out there that they do need to give this space. And as I said before, the police, we'd like to see start enforcing it a little bit more for those people that are just blatantly refusing to adhere to the law. So they're probably the two key things with this legislation that we'd like to see in the next 12 months really come to fruition.
Matt Fulton, West Cycle CEO, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ollie.
You might remember that campaign, might be a mate, might be a committee, and must be a meter. How do you think cyclist-motorist relations are on the roads? It's 1 year tomorrow.